Thank you for joining us at Nikki Dare Radio, heard worldwide by millions of listeners, with your lovely host, Ms. Nikki Dare. Our podcast, hosted by Nikki Dare, is your home for education to safety and survival, leadership and inspiration. Nikki Dare is the founder of iDare Inc., a registered 501c3, with its mission to educate and mobilize resources for preparedness and sustainability. iDare is a grassroots credo and personal mission based on its pillars of excellence: integrity, diversity, adaptation, resilience, and empowerment. Ms. Dare's personal mission is to help you encounter your purpose by unlocking your inherent potential and finding joy in the journey. Women's advocate, transformational mentor, and a seasoned BPR change management consultant since her early 20s in transforming companies. And decades later, she is reinventing her purpose. And now, here's your lovely host, Ms. Nikki Dare.
Oh, yes. This is great. Good morning, everyone. This is Nikki Dare. I hope that you're enjoying that background music. Such uplifting. A great, great week. And we are in the second week of the month of August 2023. I've been getting these allergies since I've been spending so much time outside. But hey, aloha. Hola, hola, hola. Buenos dias. Buenas tardes, buenas noches. If you are on the other side of the world, como talibu, sa va, selamat pagi, selamat siang, selamat sore, selamat malam. I think I'm covering all of those. Okay, guys, this is Nikki Dare. Welcome to Leadership 365 with me, Moi. And let me see if I can just lower down the music here so we can hear each other. Oh, not all the way there, but there you go. On the background here, I have to have some kind of music to lift me up. Music is part of our life, right? Every day. Just welcome you guys to Leadership 365, Sustainability, where empathy, it is our policy, and saving lives, transforming lives is our DNA, and taking action. We got to have to take action with the words that we speak of, right? Is the umbilical cord that we connect to grow stronger, to adapt, and thriving in any challenges we may face in this world that we live in. A podcast for those who aspire to be a sustainable leader designed to inspire growth and inspire impact for sustainability so you can create your best year of 365 days ever. I do choose 365 because I don't want to miss those other days in case if it is 365 days, guys, in a year. Okay, so it is a podcast focused on leadership development, if you may ask what it's all about, safety and preparedness, education. Yeah, we talk about that quite a bit, and transformational growth for sure, definitely, personal development for both business and individuals. I do want to make it all well-rounded. So after all, that is what we're looking for in life, correct? Our podcast is designed to inspire sustainable leadership and leaders such as yourself and creating that positive impact for a better tomorrow. That is all my goal for having and designing this Leadership 365. We have been evolving ever for the last decades here. Let's start creating your best year of 365 days ever. Guys, I'm going to turn it down a little bit here while we come back again to this, because, you know, this is a podcast episode that I want to bring back from last week. If you recall, there is a topic or title that we want to touch on, AI, artificial intelligence, and I covered that last week. If you have missed it, No worries, because it is broadcasted and all participating podcast platform catch it in any of them, namely iHeartRadio, Spotify, and all of those great platforms. Okay. Pioneering the future, leadership in the era of AI advancements. Oh my gosh, switch to decaf, Nikki. This is going to be part two. Since I got a few emails from you guys. Apparently, you guys really enjoyed listening last week's episode. So I want to bring it back. There's a lot to talk about, to discuss, to dissect it through in the topic that we discussed last week. So I just want to bring it back again and kind of like extend it. In fact, I don't know if we're going to do another one next week. I know that I did an article, a short article on my newsletter on LinkedIn Pulse. It is a free, you know, newsletter community that you guys can most welcome to join in and to subscribe, by the way. If you are on LinkedIn, find me there and look at my profile, and there should be a newsletter there, article that we did on the same topic. Here's a quote that I want to mention before I start diving it into this today's episode. The greatest leaders of tomorrow will be those who master the art of harnessing AI's potential while preserving the essence of what makes us uniquely human. I'm going to repeat that because I really, oh my gosh, when I wrote this right before last week, I wrote last week before the podcast, I thought this is so resonating. Let me know in the comment below, or any of, you know, you see my posts or anything like that on social media, specifically on LinkedIn, let me know what you think of this quote. The greatest leaders of tomorrow will be those who master the art of harnessing AI's potential while preserving the essence of what makes us uniquely human. Yes, let's go dive in into today's. Welcome to another episode of this Pioneering the Future, Leadership in the Era of AI Advancement. Welcome back to the second part of this. If you've been following along, you know that in the first part, we explore the emerging landscape of leadership in the midst of AI advancements. And today, we're diving even deeper into this fascinating topic. I'm passionate talking about this leadership and then merging it together with a crossroad of AI technology. My goodness, if you were asked me what AI is like about 20, 30 years ago, I would say, what? I wasn't focusing on the AI back then, but I know that it existed since 1956, 57, if I'm not mistaken. And today, everybody, all businesses, you know, are in the crossroad of this AI advancement. So today we're going to be diving even deeper into this topic, exploring how leaders such as yourself are navigating the challenges and opportunities presented by this AI, non-human artificial intelligence on the context of our ever-changing world. All right. So we're going to pause a little bit here. I'm going to give you a little bit of this music. That was a quick coffee break, don't you think? I am still on my first one, you guys. I know that I'm good these days. I'm getting some of that DIY at home. But yeah, let's go ahead and dive it into this. This is a very, very fascinating topic. Embracing technological disruption. The technology industry, oh my gosh, by far is a hotbed of innovation. No doubt. And let me go turn it down a little bit. And no doubt, this is a hotbed. hotbed for innovation, and AI is definitely the driving force behind much of this transformation. Let's talk about how leaders in the sector are really truly embracing this technological disruption. Instead of just scratching the surface, they're fully immersing themselves into the realm of AI. And I'm going to give you some real life examples of, you know, leaders currently are really diving into this. I know one thing that stood out in you guys' mind, I know, don't lie, is Elon Musk, right? Capturing, dominating in some of the most fast-paced industries, you name it, in space exploration and everything else. But yeah, I'm going to go ahead and just hang tight. I'm going to go ahead and cover that a little bit, okay? They're fully immersing themselves into this realm of AI, artificial intelligence. Think of it as a partnership between human ingenuity and just intelligence, right? Human creativity and intelligence and machine intelligence. They're not just adopting AI. You know, these leaders also fully integrating it into their strategies and operations. I want to hear some thoughts and I want to hear some insights, obviously. If I were to stand in front of like a mega auditorium full of you guys, you know, can you believe all of the feedbacks that I'm probably going to get? But here's a thought and some insights. Imagine leaders harnessing AI algorithms. All right. I'm still learning what algorithms is. Sometimes you guys say algo. So it's like algo. Okay, Alpo, Algo, what is that? So it's algorithms. It's quite fast-paced in my book. So imagine these leaders harnessing AI algorithms to analyzing massive volumes of data, because that's what it's all about, right? The data collection, data resources, data, just everything is about data. Helping them make well-informed decisions. I'm keeping it positive, guys. Consider AI-powered chatbots revolutionizing customer services experiences. I mean, I have a love and hate in this area, by the way. Some other time I'm going to explain. But I think I've weighed in my 3 cents about that in my leadership global roundtables with other fellow leaders before. But, you know, consider these AI-powered chatbots, right? Taking part now in the customer service experience, what we have. Providing instant assistance and enhancing, expanding this user satisfaction. Picture AI-driven insights guiding the development of innovative products that would cater precisely to consumer needs. You know, everything is speed. Everything is right now. Convenience, right? That's what we're paying for. The convenience, the speed, the privacy off, right? You know, every time, everything that we need, the consumer needs, is like, I want to buy the convenience. I want to buy how fast it can get to me, basically, right? Quality, yes. Prices, we can compromise on this, right? But these leaders view AI as a tool to amplify their potential and revolutionizing it, their industries, and gaining that competitive edge. And this is what their goal, right? This is what they're looking at. They're aiming to this. They're amplifying it to their potential, using AI as a tool, basically. So we're stepping into the world of AI technology and leadership to explore how visionaries from different industries are harnessing the power of AI. From, you name it, vertical markets, healthcare to manufacturing, finance to agricultures. Leaders are utilizing AI in so many ways, innovative ways to make informed decisions. Yeah, collective data, to optimizing processes and drive growth, basically propelling forward, you know, thriving and pivoting and all of these things. I mean, this is like, it's like I said before, exciting, yeah, concerning, yes, but much more exciting. Join us as we really dive into these real world examples, how these leaders leveraging AI technology to transform their industries and redefining what effective leadership looks like in this digital age, we call it. Okay, so here are some examples of leaders who have used AI technology in their respective industries. I'm gonna really name this, and I took some time really to kind of research on my own diligently before I want to share it with you guys. The healthcare industry, this Dr. Eric Topol, he is a cardiologist and he is a digital medicine researcher, used AI to analyze medical data and genetic information to develop personal treatment plans for patients. And he's really an advocate for AI's potential to revolutionizing healthcare. And Walmart CEO in the retail industry, I want to mention as well, Doug McMillon, has embraced AI in the form of machine learning algorithms to optimizing his inventory management and enhancing the customer shopping experiences, basically. And this has led to better product availability and reduced somewhat the costs. And in the financial sector, right, CEO of, is it Elevest? Is that how you pronounce it? Sally Krawchak, a financial advisory platform. She uses algorithms to create personalized investment portfolios tailored to women's financial goals and preferences. I sat down with my investment advisor recently in our quarterly meeting just a few weeks ago. And I sat down with him, and usually before I came into our meeting, I would come prepared with some of questions related to finances and investments and all of this stuff, because I'm not an expert and I don't want to be. That's why we have him, hire him as one. And I asked him about the AI, the cross-threading AI, and then will it replace his job, his positions in the financial sector? And immediately he said no, because it's all about relationship. You know, I agree completely right away, because it is all about relationship. It is about relationship, because, you know, you can tune in and, you know, enter in all of this data, numbers and everything, because all about numbers, like financial sector, all about numbers and things like that. But it is the relationship. It is the handshake. It is the understanding your lifestyle. It is the understanding your life, basically, your portfolio. I'm talking about portfolio right now, investment, you know, personalized investment portfolios, basically, right? In spite of what I just said about financial sector, you know, this financial advisory platform uses the AI algorithms. I want to just diverse that a little bit and say the relationship will always exist. No, it will never be replaced, that section of, by an AI, basically. Right? The relationship, the handshake. I don't know if you guys really kind of like understanding what I'm trying, resonating what I'm trying to say this, but I am so in agreement what my investment advisor has suggest, because it is about relationship. It's not like that I'm going to sit down quarterly meeting, because I will always have quarterly meeting in person, one-on-one, to talk about, hey, how is it going? How's the market doing? What are we looking for in the next 3 months, right? What are we looking for in the next year? What are we, what are the some challenges, or what are the opportunities, rather? Opportunities that we can jump in and then enhance and improve our portfolio movement. Right? What are the things that we can move around? What are the things that we can increase? And in all of this healthy relationship. And then, yeah, we can say that to the machine, the AI, but there's nothing to replace a human connection. That's all I'm going to say there. And I'm going to leave it there. You guys can leave me any feedback if you are hearing what I say. All right. Another one is manufacturing. I want to mention, there's a couple more. I want to mention in the sector of manufacturing, Siemens CEO, Mr. Joe Kessler, has implemented AI-driven predictive maintenance in their manufacturing processes. And this technology helps identify potential equipment failures before they occur, minimizing downtime and maximizing efficiency. God, the word Kaizens always pop up in my mind every time when I hear these two words: minimizing downtime, maximizing efficiency, better, you know, better processes. What else is there? God, my mind is racing right now. It is. It's all tied in with, you know, Kaizen thinking mentality. But some other time. I know I'm going to get there, you guys. There's going to be really a couple episodes focusing on that, what I just said. All right, moving on. I'm going sidetrack again. I'm just so excited every time when I hear those words. So yeah, I really, really in agreement with all of this technology helping to identify this AI-driven predictive of, you know, maintenance in processes in the manufacturing sector, identify potential equipment failures before they even occur, right? Minimizing and maximizing efficiency. The marketing industry, there's a former chief marketing communication officer of Unilever. Hey, if you guys remember that. Way back when I started the Unilever too, back in the 80s, that name started to be really popular among the industry. Keith Weed, former chief marketing and communication officer of Unilever, used AI-powered data analytics to understand consumer behavior and preferences. This is really, really, really great, guys. Allowing his company, Unilever, to craft more targeted marketing campaigns. This is very, very true. Think about that for a minute. And the next one that I want to mention is the agriculture sector. Okay, how many of you hear the name of John Deere? He is a leader in agricultural machinery, right? John Deere, using AI in their seed and spray technology. I mentioned in my book, Kaizen, about this as well. Seed and spray technology. So this AI-driven system can truly identify and target weeds on any farms, reducing the need of excessive pesticide use. It's so important. The next industry that I want to mention is transportation industry. Uber CEO, Dara, I can never pronounce this. I apologize if you're listening to this. Khosrow Shahi, leveraging AI algorithms to optimize ride-sharing routes and predict demand patterns and ensuring efficiency and timely services for all of the passengers. This is so cool. That's Uber CEO in the transportation industry. The next sector that I want to mention, energy sector. GE CEO, General Electric CEO, Mr. Larry Culp. He has focused on integrating AI into their industrial products to enhance efficiency. For example, their AI-powered gas turbines can adjust their operations based on real-time data and optimizing performance. The next one is education field. I got to include that in. Coursera's co-founder, Andrew Ng, has pioneered the use of AI in the education industry through his development of AI-powered online courses that provide personalized learning experiences to students worldwide. I'm taking notes on that, by the way. That's in the education field. How inspiring. Okay, customer service industry. Okay, this is the last one I'm including. Former CEO of IBM, Jeannie Rametty, if I pronounce last name properly there, but US IBM's AI system, Watson, excuse me. I'm sorry, I've been having this thing. It's the allergy of the season here. I've been having like June gloom here. I was in Ventura last weekend and picking up some allergies up there. June gloom in the middle of August. Jeannie Rametty, customer service industry, all right, former CEO of IBM. The Watson system, AI system Watson. Watson's natural language processing capabilities allowed companies to engage with customers more effectively. So here are some real life examples showcasing how prominent leaders across various industries vertical markets are actively integrating AI technology into their leadership strategies and tactical moves to drive innovation, improve efficiency, and take a little pause here, a little bit here. Where's my... All right, we're back. All right, next segment, I want to mention about ethical leadership in the AI age. Oh boy, a little bit semi-heavyweight here. But I'm gonna try to make it really, really practical speaking about this, because it's just, you know, there's a lot to talk about, to digest in. While AI advancements hold immense promise, they also bring about ethical challenges, dilemmas that leader must grapple with. As guardians of their organization's values, leaders must navigate the ethical implication of AI. They're not just focusing on optimizing algorithms and all this, right? But they're also actively shaping the ethical landscape of AI applications. So here's my thought. Picture leaders tirelessly working to prevent AI systems from perpetuating biases or compromising data privacy. Imagine the leaders striking to strike a balance. Yeah, right. Innovation and responsible AI deployment. It takes a lot of really, this is something that we're all still currently learning, guys. We are learning this with each other together, right? Imagine striving to strike a balance between innovation and responsible AI deployment, ensuring that AI, all these AI-driven decisions align with companies' values. Right? It has to be ethical. These leaders are not just keeping an eye on AI's potential benefits, but they're also committed to ensuring that AI serves the greater good. And it is, in fact, a force for positive change. And I am a firm believer for that. And also a doer. Force for positive change, nothing but. All right. So the next segment I want to mention this is AI's impact on decision making. Okay. With AI's ability to process data at lightning speed, very so fast, it's no wonder that leaders are turning to it to enhance decision making. Like I said, reliability, speed, convenience, all of these things that we are looking for, right? That we are really achieving right now and aiming for even more. With split seconds, even space exploration, split seconds if there is an option for that. Humans are capable of achieving that, by the way, these things. But it's no wonder that leaders are turning to it to enhance decision making. I want to dive into how AI is reshaping the landscape of decision making with various industries. Here's my thought. Envision leaders leveraging AI, generating insights to predict market trends accurately, allowing them to make strategic moves ahead of competitors. Imagine AI-powered analytics providing fresh perspectives that traditional methods might overlook. All right, I'm learning this as well as I'm speaking, is self-note. These leaders aren't merely relying on intuition. They're harnessing the power of AI to make these data-driven decisions that drive growth and innovation. Okay, I'm taking a little pause here, so I'm taking another coffee break. That was a quick one. All right, guys, I'm back here again. Where were we? Redefining leadership in the AI era. Oh boy, this is all we're talking about, right? The rise of AI is really truly reshaping not just industries, but also our understanding of leadership itself. We gotta have to redefining this. It's like, okay, aligning it so it'll make sense in the AI era. It's time to explore how leaders are adapting to this new era, redefining their roles and stay relevant and effective. Here's my thought. Think of leaders not just as decision makers, but as orchestrators of human AI collaborations. Envision them fostering a culture of continuous learning, Kaizen, encouraging their teams to adapt to technological changes. Picture leaders embracing uncertainty and complexity, navigating uncharted territories with a blend of human intuition and AI assistance. Oh my gosh, we have still a lot to talk about, but this has been really a great topic, you guys. I'm going to take a little break again. That was a long one, guys. Thank you for hanging in there with me. That was a very, very cool coffee break there. But here's a quote that I was going to share with you guys, resonating with me as well. Leadership with AI at its helm is a guiding star, illuminating the path to innovation, prosperity, and a more connected world. I think I want to embrace that close to my heart. Leadership with AI at its helm is a guiding star, illuminating the path to innovation, prosperity, and a more connected world. As I was taking my little coffee break there, I thought about that, and I want to put it together in two words. All right. As we conclude this episode, it's clear that leadership in the era of AI advancements, but much more than just technology. We covered a little bit earlier, is about embracing disruption while upholding ethical standards. There are so much to talk about in that area. It's about harnessing the power of AI to make informed decisions while maintaining that human touch. And most importantly, is about navigating this uncharted territory with a sense of purpose and adaptability. Most importantly, is about that navigating uncharted territory with a sense of purpose and adaptability. Remember, our journey doesn't end here. We have really a few things that I want to mention. A free monthly newsletter that offers deep into the topics we discuss, providing you with valuable insights and updates. You can find it on our website, actually on LinkedIn, under the same title. If you go to my LinkedIn, connect with me there, LinkedIn, Nikki Dare. And if you are looking to connect with fellow leaders, continue this conversation, consider our joining our latest LinkedIn group called Leadership 365. This is Leadership 365 podcast. So join in the LinkedIn group, Leadership 365. It is a transition early transition stage where we're going to have a full platform on our website called leadership365.club. It is a vibrant community where we share thoughts, ideas, latest trends in leadership. And it just started, guys. It has just started, especially in this age of AI. Thank you for joining us in this exploration of leadership in the era of AI advancement. Stay tuned for more engaging conversations in our next episode, where we'll be discussing how AI is revolutionizing teamwork and collaboration. Until then, keep leading with curiosity and courage. Dare to live, love, lead fearlessly, guys. Last quote sharing here: in times of chaos, true leaders emerge, those who are willing to adapt, innovate, and inspire their team to navigate through the storm and emerge stronger than ever before. That's all for me today. Until next time, don't forget to check out my latest book published recently back in January this year, 2023. It's called The Kaizen Currency of Sustainable Success, an Ecosystemic Approach to Life. It is a great book. It is a guide for personal professional growth that draws on the Japanese concept of Kaizen, which emphasizing continuous improvement and small incremental steps. And this book is ideal for CEOs, business owners such as yourself, entrepreneurs such as yourself, and leaders such as yourself who seek success and sustainable business. And it provides an overview of Kaizen philosophy, practical advice and strategies for applying it to various areas of life. And this is a blend of Eastern Western philosophies. The book offers really such inspiring, actionable plan. Yes, I do include a lot of actions, plan of actions there, call to actions there for you, just for you, reserved for you for achieving long-term success. Worth checking it out, guys, either on my website, booksandcourses.nikidare.club. All right, there's another book also, a leadership book that I published shortly after my Kaizen book called with the title Situational Leadership. It is incorporating SA, situational awareness for effective decision making. And I'm looking at it right now, and adaptability in dynamic environments. Please grab a copy if you are interested in leadership book. It is a very easy to read, practical strategies in there. And it is a valuable resource for leaders looking to enhance leadership skills in today's ever-changing business landscape. Check them out. Available on Amazon, both in Kindle. Kaizen is in paperback, by the way. Don't forget to leave me your feedback. This book's reviews are the best gifts for me. I hope you do enjoy reading them as much as I enjoyed writing them. Another conclusion, as we wrap up this episode this week, it's evident that AI is really both a catalyst for innovation and a call for ethical reflection in the realm of leadership. So leaders who embrace AI while upholding ethical standards will likely thrive in this era of transformation. So join us again, guys, for the next episode as we explore how AI is redefining teamwork and collaboration within organizations. Until then, keep pioneering the future with your amazing leadership. Thank you for tuning in to Pioneering the Future, Leadership in the Era of AI Advancement. If you did enjoy this episode, be sure to subscribe. Yes, subscribe. Always like asking that. Subscribe. And stay connected with us for more insightful discussions. This has been a very enjoyable podcast together with you. Thank you for joining us with us, and we see you soon next time. This is Nikki Dare. Talk soon.
You have been listening to Nikki Dare's Radio, a podcast of sustainability with your host, Ms. Nikki Dare. Nikki Dare's life has been spent passionately in helping others going through transformation, both personal and professional. To learn more, please visit Ms. Dare's websites, education.nikidare.com. Workshops on safety preparedness, situational awareness are available. Also available, the Transformational Coaching Series. For corporate and private group pricing, please contact us. Please visit her website, nikidare.com. All of her broadcasts are available for free download on iTunes podcast, Nikki Dare. For more details on opportunities for sponsorships and speaking engagements, please email us at education@nikidare.com. Join her next time, living in purpose and passion. Our mission is to live a sustainable life with your host, Nikki Dare.